on the line, we have Cindy O'Connor from Peterhouse. Hot foot, I think, Cindy, from Santry, where you've opened a new facility this morning.
Absolutely, Danny. We're all in flying form, to be honest with you. We've just launched our new Dublin North Centre. It's there in Santry Way. So it's a fantastic facility and really accessible from the M50. So already we have people not just from the local community accessing the service, but people from, you know, as far out as Balbriggan and Drogheda. And it's just wonderful, beautiful, beautiful facilities. And it's great that we finally have that building, because prior to that we had moved around a little bit in Finglas. We didn't have a secure base, so now we have a secure base and we hope to be there for the foreseeable future. So
and
it's great.
We are of course delighted to have you as our neighbours here as well, Cindy. So, and I really want to, I suppose, use this interview as well, Cindy. We kind of put three legs under this stool because it just coincided perfectly with the opening of the new centre here in Santry. So, you know, if to encourage people, I suppose, to make use of this facility now when it is there is the next part of what we'll move on to, Cindy. And, of course, anybody is welcome in Peterhouse.
Oh, absolutely. And I think we've tried to make the service as barrier-free as we possibly could, Johnny. I don't think we could do anything else to make it, you know, less barrier-free. You don't need to have a letter from your GP. If you've been seen by a psychiatrist, you don't need to have a psychiatric a referral letter. And you don't even need to have any money. And I think that's the real beauty of Peterhouse, that it's the service is provided completely free of charge to the public. And, you know, in fairness, the public allow us to do that because the majority of the money that Peterhouse needs to keep the doors open, it comes from the public. So, and it's a really warm, inviting environment. And sometimes when we think of, you know, if you're very distressed and you need to go for help, we can conjure up these images of, you know, somebody sitting behind a desk, and it can be quite intimidating and quite frightening for a lot of people. But Peterhouse offers completely the opposite of that. You know, we can still provide a very, very professional service with professional staff, but we just manage to do that in a very non-clinical way. The whole environment is really about warmth and compassion and care for the people who access the service.
And that is important as well, Cindy, because, you know, I mean, we know from research carried out that there are pockets and there are areas that need the services, we'll put it that way, of Peterhouse slightly more than others. And it is important now that the facility is here that people do access it. But, Cindy, Darkness into Light is coming up very shortly. That was the initial reason that I contacted you for the interview this morning. It's just that everything fell perfectly for us, you know. Suppose you better be born lucky than rich. But Darkness into Light coming up shortly. This has gone from unbelievable success to even more unbelievable success, Cindy.
Oh, yeah. To think that the first year that we had Darkness into Light, there was about 300 people that showed up in the Phoenix Park. And I'm sure people thought we were, you know, crazy wandering around the park at 4 o'clock in the morning. But to think that, it, you know, within that 6 years, that now we have 89 venues across Ireland. And it's actually gone global. It's going across the continent now. We have it in Australia. We have it in the States. I think there's one being held in Shanghai. It's just incredible. And I think what happens with Darkness into Light, once you do it once, it's something that you want to do again. And it's a family event. You know, you'd see people there with their babies in the prams. I know I personally have my dog with me every year. And it's not, you don't have to run. Some people will run. Some people walk. And it's an opportunity for communities to come together in solidarity and not be afraid to change how we view suicide in this society. You know, it is something that needs to be spoken about. It is something that we need to continuously raise awareness of. You know, I think we've already seen this week 12 million being taken from the mental health budget. And, you know, we need to keep it. So sometimes there can be reluctance to give this the attention that it needs. And I think Darkness into Light allows us to do that. It keeps the issue on the agenda. And some people may be affected by suicide, may have lost somebody to suicide and they want to do the walk. Some people may just, you know, never want to raise funds for PATA because they don't want any other family to experience what they have experienced. Or sometimes people may be in distress themselves. And then there are others that just want to come out because they feel quite passionate about the issue.
Yeah, I saw an interview recently, I think in the last week, with Brezzy, who I'm sure you're very familiar with, and his work in relation to highlighting the problems surrounding mental illness and suicide. And he said he was sickened, disgusted, annoyed, but not surprised that the 12 million was taken out of the budget, that it came as no great surprise to him. And, you know, when you look at some of the figures being bandied about in relation to other things. You know, 12 million to be taken out of a 35 million euro budget for mental health. When you think of the work that could be done with that, it's absolutely, I don't know, look, we could talk about this all day, Cindy, and I'm not going to turn this into a political football, but I mean how anybody can stand over that and justify that when we hear the stories coming from around the country, I mean, indeed around the city of suicide. It's just shocking. But look, that's a whole other debate.
You know what I think is quite exceptional? The fact that it's the public that own Pieta House, because it's the public that keeps the doors open. You know, so it wasn't that we didn't have to sit and wait for the government to do something. The Pieta House is a community initiative, and rather than, you know, continuously look to the government for funding or for answers, we actually looked to the people in the communities, and they responded. So it's incredible what can be achieved when communities come together and stand shoulder to shoulder. And sometimes people don't realise that Pieta House work with all age groups. Sometimes people think we only see adults. Last year, a third of our client base were under the age of 18. You know, and what we try to do on May 7th is we are coming out to give hope to the people. Because last year, 5,500 people came to Pieta House. Thanks be to God, we didn't have anything like 5,500 suicides in this country last year. So it's about creating a help-seeking behaviour. And when you know that there's a service there that you're welcome to come to, that we want you to come to, you're going to receive a professional service, you're going to receive that completely free of charge, and that people do recover. And I think that's the key piece. So that's symbolic of darkness into light. We started 4:15 in the morning when it's dark. And when you're there, everything is kind of quiet and people will be there with their torches on their heads, but there's a lovely atmosphere. And as you start approaching, you know, the light, when dawn breaks, you even, the energy picks up, people speak louder, and there's a real sense of accomplishment and achievement and celebration of life at the end of it. And that's what we're trying to do on that morning. It's about giving hope.
And, you know, that is the real message. And you know, I've spoken to you several times, you know, in your role there in Pieta House. I've spoken to several of the people there at Pieta House. And that is the one message that you keep hammering all the time is hope. You know, that nothing is ever a lost cause, or nothing ever justifies, I suppose, look, taking the ultimate, the ultimate, because there is no coming back from that one. You are being sponsored, I see, or supported, I suppose, is a more correct way of putting it, by Electric Ireland as well in this one, Cindy. And
absolutely. And you know what? We couldn't do it without them. They have been tremendous. And I take my hat off to Electric Ireland, because they came on board very early with Pieta House when a lot of organisations or companies wouldn't even utter the word suicide. You know, so they really took the bull by the horns on this one, and they, alongside Pieta House, are now shining a light on the issue. So I think it's a lovely match with Electric Ireland and ourselves, and they have been fantastic to us. You know, they attend all of our launches around the country as well, and they give us a great deal of support. So we're delighted. But our theme for Darkness into Light, we always have a theme, and really, because we're 10 years old now, we were 10 years old in January, it's an opportunity. This is what we want to say to the people this year. Thank you, because if it wasn't for them, Pieta wouldn't be in existence. And on a personal level, Johnny, I want to say thank you to you as well, because on numerous occasions, you have given us our time. You are someone who's not afraid to talk about the issue, and you've been very supportive of us here in Pieta House and the work that we do. So I just want to acknowledge that as well. You know, we are so appreciative of you as well.
Well, Cindy, I can tell you that it is absolutely no problem to me. It's not, it certainly isn't a chore, because I have been in your offices there and I've seen the work you do. And, you know, I have nothing but the height of admiration for you. And I think that it is absolutely, I think it's not right that you know, that the work you do should be acknowledged in other ways by people in authority. And it's an argument and a point I have made on several occasions, Cindy, that if you had the amount of people dying on the road that were dying by suicide, you would see the budget for the road traffic collisions tripled and quadrupled.
Yeah.
And yet you are surviving basically on handouts and donations from people. As you say yourself, it's not the government that's keeping your doors open, it's people. And, you know, I wish to God, Cindy, and I'm very humbled by that you would even think of me at a time like this, but, you know, I wish to God that that there was no PA to house and there was no need for it. And instead we're seeing the opposite, that your workload is increasing. And I spoke this morning, my first interview this morning was with Aoife Mulhall from the Dublin Simon community, and their workload is increasing. You know, it just seems that...
I do have to say, Johnny, we have a good relationship now with the National Office for Suicide Prevention, and they have been supportive of us. We get about 15% of our funding from the government. But the one thing is, what I think is quite exceptional about Pieta House, is during the recession years, if we had have been completely reliant on government funding, we would have been letting staff go, we would have been reducing counselling hours. Instead, we grew. We went from an organisation with four staff to now have an almost 200 people employed in Pieta House. We opened 9 centres across the country. But again, that was because we weren't reliant solely on government funding. It was the people of Ireland that kept...
Yeah, I totally agree with you, Cindy. And look, don't get me wrong, I'm not for a millisecond knock on what you're doing, but what the argument I'm making is I think it's terribly sad that you have to open 9 centres, that the demand for your services is on the increase instead of on the decrease. That's really
We've
the point I'm making, you know.
We've already seen an increase again this year as well, Johnny. Our client numbers are up already from the fourth quarter of 2016, so there's a continuous demand. And I think, to be honest, sometimes people are talking about the economic recovery, and we have seen a recovery to some degree in Dublin, but Pieta is all over Ireland, and there's pockets of rural Ireland that are still experiencing immense devastation, and they aren't thriving again, and they're still really, really struggling. So I think when we're told there's the economy is recovering, we need to look a little bit more closely at that, because our experience in Pieta is there are still a lot of people, even from a financial point of view, that are still struggling to a great deal.
Most certainly, Cindy, and I certainly, on the programme here, I see that on a daily basis. And, you know, in relation to what you just said there, I mean, I think anybody who was looking at the Clare Burden show on Monday night, I think it was, will be very familiar with that priest from Portlaoise, where he has 5 suicides in the one area in recent times. So I don't know, Cindy, I think unfortunately that you and I will be talking many, many times in the near future anyway. I sincerely hope to God that we don't be talking, but I just can't see that changing. And certainly on behalf of our listeners, I couldn't thank you and everybody in Pieta House enough for the work you have done. I mean, there are an awful lot of people walking around today living good, wholesome lives thanks to Pieta House. And, you know, that's the reality of the situation, Cindy. And, you know, really and truly, if we can be a small part of that, and if we can help, and if one person listening to these interviews contacts Pieta House, well then, look, we've our job done as far as I'm concerned.
Absolutely.
And, of course,
absolutely,
you know. Cindy, just give us a quick run through again of Darkness into Light, how people can help, how people can contact you, how people can participate. And also, Cindy, before you go, just the details of that new premises you opened this morning in Santry, please.
Okay, our website for Darkness into Light is dil.pieta.ie, or if you just type in Darkness into Light, and all of our venues, there's 89 in total in Ireland, all of them have their own Facebook pages as well. But in relation to our centre in Santry, it's 22 Santry Way. I don't have the telephone number off the top of my head, Johnny, but certainly if they go to just pieta.ie, that will give them the telephone number of the local, whatever Pieta House is nearest to them, and we are only too delighted to hear from people.
Thank you, Cindy, and once again, just in case people didn't get it, the Darkness into Light, 4 o'clock,
7th
is it?
May 7th, 4:15 in the morning. Come down and you'll see just a sea of yellow, everybody turning up there in their yellow t-shirt, representing hope, walking in solidarity, and an opportunity, as I say, for Pieta House to thank all of the people who have supported us over the years and Electric Ireland.
Cindy, thank you so much for joining us. I know you've had an unbelievably busy morning, because you literally were just back in the office to take our call and this interview. Cindy, all I can say is I wish you well with the work you do in Pieta House, and undoubtedly, without a cast of a shadow of a doubt, there's a place in heaven for you and all those involved in Pieta House for the unbelievable work you do for people. And I know that you don't do it for thanks, but look, on behalf of everybody, I would like to thank you for the work you do. And Cindy, as I said, unfortunately, we will be talking to you again, but Look, it's always a pleasure, and we're here for you
and
anytime.
Likewise, Donny.
We're here for you anytime that you want us. Thanks a million,
okay.
Cindy. Bye bye.
See you then. Thanks. Bye bye.
And that was Cindy O'Connor, Chief Clinical Officer from Pieta House.